the zombie apocalypse. That's the only reason people own guns. Now, it's obvious that this guy who's representing Joe Biden's views does not believe in the Second Amendment and does not believe that Americans should be trusted with guns, period. We know what this means, what it's going to look like, right? Only criminals will have guns and innocent people will be at risk. Now, all over the country, left-wing cities are being destroyed right now by crime. New York, Chicago, Baltimore, Minneapolis. California has among the toughest gun laws in the nation, the assault weapons ban that Shipman wants, and yet a deranged man still shot and killed 8 people there today in San Jose. So the left's position on guns is not only unconstitutional, it's utter madness, especially when combined with their hatred of the police. So wherever the left ends up gaining power, criminals end up being emboldened, and good people find themselves in more danger. It's tragic that so many people in our cities have fallen prey to the left's lies, and they blame their problems on the honest gun owners of this country. We have to keep doing everything we can to alert the good people of crime-ridden cities who live there that there is a better way. But in the meantime, the GOP and every sane Democrat must steadfastly resist any effort to promote the left's pro-crime agenda. The positions they're taking are contrary to our Constitution, they're immoral, and they're insane. No matter what Democrats say, no matter how they try to manipulate language and hide the truth, we all have to recognize the reality. They want to take all privately owned guns in the country and prevent Americans from owning guns ever again. That's their true position, as it has been since the 1960s. And we have to resist it with everything we've got. Because once our freedoms are lost, they're very difficult to regain. And that's the angle.